High Vibe Nation is live. Welcome to the High Vibe Nation, where we have set out to raise the vibration of every human being on the planet. Your hosts on this journey are Sherry Gideons. So let's join them now in their current interview with a high vibing individual.
Hello and welcome to the High Vibe Nation, the number one positive media show focused on raising the vibe of the planet, a space for you to remember the power within you. It's a love revolution. And today, our special guest is Carmen Ventrusi, the founder and CEO of True Susu, or S-I-S-U Life, knows that you have the power to create the life you love. Her consulting on mindset, clarity, and business mechanics unleash your inner leader so you can make bank in your business and achieve your business dreams. She is known as the International Business Igniter and the girl with the golden shovel because of the results she produces. Carmen, her husband, and her of six kids are currently touring the USA in an RV while road schooling. They created a business, the Ruby Road, to document their story, and you can follow their adventures on YouTube. And I would absolutely like to welcome Carmen to the show. Welcome, Carmen.
Thank you so much for having me. I am thrilled to be here. The show is awesome. I truly appreciate this.
Awesome. Well, I'm just so absolutely excited about having you. And so there's always a question that I ask when I bring my guests on the show. And that is, what does it mean to be high vibe to you?
Oh, that is a great question. It means that it can mean so many things. You have a better appreciation for life and the experiences that life have in store for you. So when you are high vibe, you look at things a little differently. You look at things as, what can I learn from this event? How could I have made that better? Or sometimes you just have to say, that's interesting, and move on. So you really have a better appreciation for the opportunities that life puts in your path. And you see them as opportunities more often than obstacles.
Mm-hmm. I love that. What a great, great share. Yeah. So start us out. Tell us all about Carmen Ventrusi and how you got your start in business and what you're doing right now.
Wonderful. So Carmen Ventrusi, I started my company True Susu Life almost 2 years ago. At that same time, I left my corporate job where I got the nickname, the girl with the golden shovel, so I could go help business owners basically do the same thing I was doing before, find opportunities and missing revenue in their business. And my theory on business is that we all have a business for two reasons. Number one, we want to help people with our goods, services, and products. And number two, we use our business as a mechanism to do what we want to in life so we can actually live the life we love, because we get revenue from our business. We get income from our business. And we also get the pleasure of helping other people. So if I can come in and I can help your business be better, that's going to help you go out and live the life you want and make it easier for you. So you can actually, like, a lot of people talk about living the life they want. I want to actually see people do it. So that's where I come in. And that's why I do what I do.
I love that because, you know, years ago, probably, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago now, I did a class with Gay Hendricks from The Big Leap. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he talks about is this pyramid, which he calls the zone of genius. And here's your zone of genius. But then we all have all these other talents, like, you know, our zones of excellence and our zones of competence. And then we have our zones of incompetence. And when it comes to somebody like you, so my gift is to speak and to communicate and talk and all these other areas like technology and stuff. I'm good at and I can do them, but they drain my cup, you know, and I don't see some of the things that probably somebody like you would see or know what to do.
Right, right. Exactly. And so it's like work on your strengths, hire your weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I talk about. I'm very good. The three pillars of my business: mindset, clarity, and business mechanics, good old business mechanics, good old marketing, right? Because you're missing something. We're not perfect as humans. We're not perfect. It translates to your business too. So you're missing something. So I'm really good at going in, figuring out what's going on, figuring out how to make it better in a way that's a very team effort. Mm-hmm. Because some people, their business is their baby. And you don't want to go in and insult their baby. You want to say, I love your baby. Let's make your baby a little bit better and let's work together to do it.
Mm-hmm. And I think so much of it has to do when people are getting started, mm-hmm. that they're in that scarcity mindset, right. that's their program. And, you know, they have the passion around doing what they want to do, but they're not quite sure how to get there financially because they've got all the roadblocks already going on in their projection.
Exactly. Scarcity mindset. I'm pretty good on my mindset. I still find myself working on this from time to time because it is a tough one to get rid of. It is a tough one. It is ingrained in us from when we were itty bitty kids. And whether, you know, that's probably not the intention of our parents or our guardians when we're little, yet it's what happens. And so getting over that scarcity mindset, realizing that there is enough business to go around, realizing that there is enough money to go around, there's enough resources to go around, it takes an adjustment for a lot of people.
Well, I think what's happening too is a lot of people are waking up to the awareness. And I like to say the word awareness, mm-hmm. because you don't know what you don't know and you can't change what you're not aware of. Mm-hmm. And so when we get to that idea of awareness, people, you know, this, let's just put it out there. This is the Great Awakening. This is the mm-hmm. time where people are realizing, what? You mean I create my own reality? You mean I'm responsible for what's showing up in my life? And so, you know, here we are in an opportunity with someone like you who can really bring someone to that deeper clarity of where to start. You know, what is it I want? You know, what is it I really want? And now once I get clear about what I want, what's the next step?
Exactly. And having that clarity is so important because the clarity will build your vision. And so whether you're talking about your relationships, your career, or your business, or your family, you need to have vision. You need to know where you want to go, right? So having that clarity is one of the foundations of building that vision, because your clarity is going to determine your behaviors, which determine your actions, which determine your results. Make sure your results end up where you want them to go.
Mm-hmm. So when you just get started out with someone, you know, when you're really, you know, starting to ignite, you know, that inner, ooh, you know, this is feel good. You know, what are some of the steps that you take a person through in helping them to really define their vision?
So sometimes it's as simple as asking them, what do you want to be? And sometimes people know exactly where they want to be. Sometimes people say, I have no idea. And you say, okay, either way, that's awesome. Let's either get you where you want to be, or let's help you pull out, because you know it. It's somewhere in your unconscious mind in there. You know what you want. We just have to flush it out and help you flush it out. And so it depends on where the client is. Sometimes we have to go to that foundation and mindset before we can start on the business. Sometimes we can go straight to business. If we're going straight to business, we're taking a look at their systems. We're taking a look at their marketing. We're making sure they have a unique selling proposition so they can actually distinguish themselves from other people and other business and their competitors. I mean, we're making sure they have the right joint ventures in place. I mean, you need community. A joint venture is a great example of community because you're leveraging each other's businesses, customers, and time to help more people. And so there's so many avenues, and it's so dependent on what that person's goals are. Sometimes we have to write down their goals. Sometimes they don't have goals. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. My point is, I'm meeting you where you're at. Mm. And then helping you go forward. We're all at different spots in all different places in life. And there's nothing wrong with where we are. I'm meeting you where you're at and then holding your hand as we go forward together.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, I'm going to ask this because I probably butchered how to say this in the very beginning. But tell me now, is it Sisu? Is that how you say it?
What
is
Sisu? Yes, Sisu. So, okay, so Sisu, it's a Finnish word, actually. So I'm Italian and I'm Finnish. So I always knew growing up what the word Sisu meant, even though I only know like four words in Finnish and one of them is a swear word. Sisu is one of them. But basically what it means, it's grit, determination, and tenacity, no matter the obstacle, no matter the odds. And so that I found once I started embracing this embodiment of Sisu, my vibration started raising. I realized that, you know what? I can figure stuff out. Like, challenges are always going to present themselves. And I have Sisu, so I can figure it out. And it may not be the most graceful way to figure things out. I will still figure it out. And so this is what I want people to understand. It's not about being finished, yet we all have a little bit of Sisu within us. It's something about the human spirit. We all have the ability to figure out the challenges that life have in store for us. And so that's what I want people to realize, is that they can live their true Sisu life as well. Mm-hmm. Just by embracing Sisu and realizing that they are smart, they are creative, and they are resourceful. And you can figure it out too.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And, you know, and that really applies to my entire journey over the last 24 years myself. I mean, I'm the survivor of two near-death experiences. Oh. And it was from those experiences that, you know, I had the great awakening. And from that, I came back vibrating from a frequency so high that I had all these spiritual gifts. And so I'm trying to share the things that you're talking about right now in 1997. And ended up homeless on the streets. But it was from that challenge and from that circumstance that I learned to let go, that I learned to live and embrace the moment, that I learned to allow the moment. And so talk about that a little bit with your own life. Mm-hmm. You know, where was the major challenge for you that really set the stage that has gotten you, you know, like how many years further where you are right now?
Oh, absolutely. So I had a pretty traumatic event in my life a couple of years ago. My sister, who I'm very close with, suffered a massive stroke at the age of 36. And this was only 9 days after she gave birth to her second baby girl. And so I'm happy to say she's at home with her girl. She survived the stroke and she's still recovering, because stroke recovery is, you know, it's a process. It takes a long time. That event really lit something in me. It made me realize that I am not happy doing what I'm doing. I am unfulfilled doing what I'm doing, and I'm meant to go and do something different. And so I put together my plans. My goal was to leave my corporate job, which I was doing really well at. Like, it was a nice job. To leave my corporate job by December 31st of 2019. I did so well at starting my own business. I left on June 4th of 2019, a full 7 months ahead of schedule. And so that event, it didn't happen to me. I'm not the one that suffered a stroke, yet it was still very traumatic for me because I love my sister dearly. Mm-hmm. She's one of my best friends. Yeah. And I haven't actually seen her in person for almost a year now. So I'm kind of missing her a little bit, just talking about her. But that really made me realize, why am I wasting my time doing something I'm not meant to do, something I am no longer happy doing? And I know I can be doing better. Game over. Let's start something new. And I was able, like, who leaves their job within like a 3 month time span? Starts a business and leaves their job within like a 3 month time span. That was
right.
It was the kick in the butt that I needed to realize that I am meant for something else. It's time to go step up.
So Tom's saying congratulations for going after your dreams.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. And so don't you think that that's very much what has happened with really what's grown and happened in society over the last year is that, you know, we were all kind of taken to a space where we had to pull back. Yeah. And really there was that uncertainty in a lot of people. Mm-hmm. People had to address their fears. They yeah. had to, you know, come closer with their family and things like that. So for yourself, I mean, how did you handle all of that?
Oh, so, you know, in some ways, the events of the past year have been a blessing in disguise, because it has forced us to really look inward and look outward and examine why we're doing things the way we're doing them. And so a lot of people shut a lot of people down. It's opened a lot of other people up. It's really making you focus on what's important. It's made it easy for you to prioritize and say no to the things that just don't matter to you anymore, right? If you need a scapegoat, it was a great scapegoat for a lot of people. And it's just like, look, I'm not going to do that anymore. My husband and I saw it as an opportunity. I'm speaking to you right now in my car. And if you're wondering why I'm in my car, like you mentioned before, we're taking an RV trip across the country for 9 months while our 6 kids road school. And so even though we're from Minnesota, I'm in Florida right now. There's palm, you can't see it anymore because it got dark, but there's palm trees right over there. And so we saw it as an opportunity. Like, hey, we get to live a different life than what we're accustomed to now. Let's go have an adventure. So we rented our house. We took our businesses on the road with us. I mean, it's quite common for people are walking past my car like, what's she doing? Because I have a camera and computer on the dashboard. But we were having a blast. I mean, the events of the past year have afforded us this opportunity to do something different, have an adventure, have fun, learn and grow as together as a family, and even make a business out of it. If the events of the past year didn't happen, we'd probably still be home in the freezing cold tundra of Minnesota right now. We'd still playing hockey and having fun and doing stuff together as a family. It would be a lot different. And so this has offered a lot of perspective shifts for us as a family. So we saw the opportunity and we took it.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, what about the kids? So have you really incorporated them into that entrepreneur mentality and really began to teach them the basics of starting a business and being involved in a business?
Yes. And so one of the highlights was my oldest 2 kids are actually nieces that we're legal guardians for. And
okay.
We had her 4th grade graduation last year, and they always do like a little like, what do you want to be when you grow up video? And she wanted to be a chef with multiple streams of income. I'm like, yes. You know, realizing that you can make more money more than one way is just one huge step. We've had some business startups and failures with the kids. We had, you know, had one of my kids kind of create a little cleaning company so she could do more chores at home. Well, that lasted a whole week. So we learned about business failures, and sometimes, you know, it's okay to pivot and it's okay to make a mistake. And we always have the kids asking, now their phrase is, how can we bring more value, mom?
Oh, I love that.
And I'm like, thank you. You're not looking to earn money, which, yes, that's a byproduct of bringing value. You're looking to solve my problem. So yesterday, my daughter, Sophia, she's 9 years old. She's like, mom, I'm going to take care of the boys today. You're not going to have to help them with their homework. I'm like, and then you're going to pay me. They're going to rate how well I did. And then that'll determine how much you pay me. So the max we decided was $2 for the day. Well, just a little dry run, but she earned her $2. She brought value because she still got her schoolwork done while helping her twin brothers get their schoolwork done. And I was able to like just watch and like be a proud mama and have an extra cup of tea because I didn't have to help them with their schoolwork all day. And so we're seeing little glimmers of entrepreneurial streaks, which we love.
Gosh, I love that you have said that because that's one of the things, you know, that we talk about all the time in business and just in my own coaching business is as we talk about what you were bringing up in the very beginning. We talk about vibrations. Mm-hmm. And then when we're coming from that state within ourselves and we recognize our value and we're and our whole idea is to serve. And to bring that value forward, these laws of the universe, these laws of nature that are in existence and are always everywhere present, you're automatically pulling back into your environment, into your experience, what you are, more of your match of that. And so I love that you're sharing this with the kids because it's setting that stage for, you know, what I call your point of attraction. Yes. And so it's your vibrational set point. So you're setting their vibrational set point high. So in the years to come, they're going to be automatically successful because that's what they deserve.
Right.
That's what they're, you know, they're worthy of. And they're going to be able to teach that to others.
Exactly. You know, we did another experiment with them the other day because we have a YouTube channel. I'm like, hey kids, if you go get us more subscribers, you get this reward. Just go for it. Try it. And so like, okay. So they get on their little iPads and they, you know, chat with their friends. And all of a sudden we had 10 more subscribers and they met their goal within like 20 minutes. And I'm like, how come I didn't do this before? I mean, part of it is just kind of like learning to release them into the world and just like let them go and make their mistakes and let them go try new things. And it's been a lot of fun to watch because we've tried a lot of new things on this trip. And the other thing is when we have a lot of friends throughout the country that we happen to be visiting while we're on this trip, a lot of them are business owners. And so they get a little slice of, they always ask, what do you do? Or what is your business? So they get a little slice of different businesses across the country, how people bring value to others and, you know, those that they service, everything from campground owners to multi-million dollar speakers, to real estate investors, to other coaches. And so it's been a lot of fun to just expose them to that. I remember when I was growing up, my dad was a dentist. My mom was a teacher. Like, that's what I knew. Right. And it was very, very, like, very defined title. Well, you can think of any title you want to bring value to people. You get to go create your own title. You get to create your own career, your own business. And so it's so much fun to see them blossom and just make those connections in their minds. It's a blast.
Well, the cool thing is that you're really stretching them out of, you know, what you just mentioned for people like ourselves, you know, when we were growing up, out of a comfort zone. And you're opening them up to what I like to call, you know, my mentor used to always say there's infinite avenues, channels, and opportunities for, you know, good and greater good. And so what you're doing is you're opening them up outside of this small box. And now you're giving them all kinds of people doing all these different things. Yeah. So you're really what I call fire. You're what you're doing is you're strengthening those neurotransmitters in them.
Yes, exactly. Exposing them to more in a safe environment does wonders for their character when they're adults.
So tell me about how you got the name, the girl with the golden shovel. And I mean, that just seems, just saying it seems so fun. And I can picture light and happiness.
It sounds like a James Bond film, doesn't it? Like if I had a James Bond film, I would be the girl with the golden shovel. I actually have my client sent me these today. I got to show you this little golden shovels. Oh, so I can swim my sea with my little golden shovels. I think it's hilarious. It's fun. Okay. So the girl with the golden shovel, when I was in the corporate world, I was the one they would send in when they needed to find the money. And so, hey, this process is broken. Carmen, go take a look. Can you improve it? Yes, I can. And by the way, here's $1.5 million. That's kind of what I did in the corporate world. So that's how I got the name, the girl with the golden shovel. Now, fast forward to what I do now, I help business owners pretty much do the same thing. And so I kept the name. And I can actually, I still remember who coined me with that name back in the corporate world. So it's kind of fun to think about. But there's really two things I do. And this is why I'm very good at what I do. Number one, I deconstruct the past, basically when I say the past, how things got the way they are today, so that we can create a better vision of a future together. Because in business, you have systems and you have processes and you have people and there's a way you do things. And it got that way for a reason. Mm-hmm. I'm much more of a future-looking person, yet I still like to understand the past just so I can understand how we got there, what we want to keep, and what we want to change. So that's number one, deconstruct the past to build a better vision of the future. Number two is do it in collaboration and cooperation with people. Going back to that point I made earlier, like people's businesses, a lot of time, it's their baby. And you can't just go in and say, your baby's ugly. We need to fix it. You need to have an appreciation for their baby. And so by creating that vision together, it shows them that I'm here to hold your hand and go on this journey with you. I'm not here to say this is wrong, this is bad, you're bad. I'm here to say, let's consider doing it a different way so we can get you to your goals. And again, when we get you to your goals, you get to go actually live the life you want. And so that's why I'm very good at what I do, because I understand where people are coming from. I help them get to the future, and I do it in a way that they know I'm there with them to help them.
you know, when I just listening to you say that, it makes me think of, you know, what really came up for me as a picture of you really helping them to stay in alignment each day.
Yeah.
You know, with their purpose. And once you're helping them to identify what that purpose is and what really makes their heart sing, it's creating more of a confidence in them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And sometimes that's all people need. Like, they need to know that it's okay. It's okay to make this change. It's going to be all right. It's not a reflection on you, but think about what it's going to do for you when we get to that future, when we get to that endpoint. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you get input into how it's going to look. So how do you want it to look? And why do you want it to look that way? So yes, giving people the confidence and giving them the voice in the process is so huge.
Wow. So in dealing with people, how do you keep yourself in alignment each day when you're dealing with, maybe sometimes you're dealing with people who are frustrated or even depressed because maybe they're not getting the results right away that they want, mm-hmm. but you still have to stay in alignment with who you are and your purpose?
That is a great question. And so I would say two things. Number one, I practice what I preach. And so here's an example of that. I told you before that the three pillars of my business are mindset, clarity, and then business mechanics. 2 weeks ago, I took the week off and I declared it Clarity Week for Carmen. And so I was felt myself being pulled out of alignment, and I had to really sit down with myself and say, all right, let's think about this for a minute. Let's make sure my business is on the right track. Let's make sure my clients are on the right track. Let's get rid of some of the noise so I can focus on my clarity. Because remember, it's clarity leads to behaviors, leads to actions, leads to results. I want to make sure I'm on the right path. So number one is really practicing what I preach. Number two is I've really learned to share my vulnerability with other people. And I know that sounds weird and like, why is she talking about vulnerability? But when I share my vulnerability, if I pronounce it correctly, my vulnerability with other people, it's a signal for them that they are in a safe space. Mm-hmm. And when you create those safe spaces, things get done quicker, easier, more efficiently, and people feel better. And so I found that sometimes when I'm out of alignment, I just need to share my frustration or why I'm feeling out of alignment, whether it's with my husband, with a friend, maybe a colleague, or even my clients. And it starts the conversation. And when you start those conversations, it's easier to... You basically call each other on their BS, right? Mm-hmm. And it's easier to get back to alignment. And so I am very open about having those BS calling conversations with other people by sharing my vulnerability when I'm feeling out of alignment.
Oh, that's awesome. It makes me think of, so how do you coach people to get rid of the excuses in life?
Oh, a lot of times you just have to make them think it's their own idea. So let me give you an example. I was coaching somebody the other day. I'm like, okay. She's putting out a new marketing campaign, essentially a new email marketing campaign. Like, okay, now remember, we talked about the steps are 1, 2, and 3. She's like, yes, we talked about that. All right. Did you do step 1? Yes. Awesome. Did you do step 2? No. How come? I don't have an excuse. Let me go do it right now. Okay. So it's creating that safe space and saying like, look, is this the life? Did you have like a life altering emergency in the past week? Or is this some self-sabotage getting in the way? Because we can deal with either. I just want to know what's really going on. And so it's that creating that environment of, look, I'm a straight shooter. Tell me what's really going on. Tell me why this didn't occur. Or did you have a question? Like, sometimes things come up. I told you the story of my sister's stroke. Things come up in life. I totally get it. Other times it's we're getting in our own way, or we're overthinking, or we don't understand. So it's learning which one it is, discovering which one that is, and helping them get over that so that they can go take more action and get more results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. So why is attitude everything when it comes to business and in life? Because, I mean, you definitely have to be consciously aware of what's mm-hmm. happening there with yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you get what you put out, right? So it's like, it's... It's like building rapport. It's mirroring and mimicking. So if you put out a crappy attitude, you're going to get crappy attitude back from other people because that's what you're looking for. That's what you're focusing on. Now, if you put out a growth mindset attitude, if you put out an attitude of, look, I understand challenges may come up and we're going to eat them for breakfast. If you put in an attitude of, we can figure this out, that's what you're going to get back. And so, perception is projection.
Yep.
So you put out what you want to get back and then watch for it because you will see it. You will get it out. Now, I know I have bad days, right?
Right.
Today, I was putting out a bad attitude just around the house and I was getting bad attitude back from the kids. And I said, you know what? I need to change my attitude. Just took 10 minutes for myself, came back, had a better attitude. Guess what I got back? Better attitude from the kids.
Better attitude, yeah.
We as humans, we just feed off each other. We are all connected, right? And so you have to put out what you want to receive in return.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. And I agree too, because I had a second crop of kids at 40 and they're twins. So I have grown children and grandchildren, turned around, had twins at 40. And of course, that's exactly all the time. Like I'll get really busy on the computer and doing things like, you know, what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And they'll let me know, you didn't even talk to me today.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, it's your fault. You didn't even talk to me today. You were too busy on all these other things. And so just like yourself, I mean, in that moment where I pull back in that space of myself and I can really be honest with myself and take accountability. And then because I've grown that muscle in my own awareness, I'm willing to go to them and I'll say, you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. And I'm going to be more mindful of making sure that, you know, I spend more time with you or talk to you more throughout the day.
Right. And just admitting that you're wrong, the phrases I'm sorry and the phrases you're right carry a lot of weight, especially with my kids. And I have twins too, by the way.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. Two of the six kids are twins. So I remember there was this one time in particular with my daughter, Sophia, and I promised her something I didn't deliver. And instead of like making up excuses, oh, I got busy or this or that, I said, Sophia, you're right. I'm sorry. I promised this to you and I didn't do it. And the look on her face went from like anguish to like a relaxed look. Because she's like, mommy apologized to me. Mommy understands.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy understands why I'm upset. And then I got the biggest hug from her. And so that's something I've learned is I will be quick to admit when I make a mistake. Number one, you learn. There's no, you know, there's no failure, only learnings.
Yeah.
And number two, it sets the other person at ease. And it sets you up for those conversations we were talking about before, those productive conversations.
Yeah.
Because again, thoughts lead to behaviors, lead to actions, to results.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you address people when you're just starting to work with them and, you know, you're speaking this kind of language and you're using this type of communication and maybe they have a little bit more of a closed mindset. Mm-hmm. And so what kind of language do you use with them to open them up, you know, to really win big and change their lives?
You know, that's a great question. Sometimes you just have to come straight out and ask, depending on what you're talking about. What would success look like in 6 months if we're working together? They're going to give you your success criteria right there. What would you consider a win if you did this?
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking for in a business consultant or a coach? And you have to just come straight out and ask them what they are looking for. Now you're reading their body language as well. So you know if they're being truthful or not, if they're just talking at you.
Right.
And sometimes you just have to let it go. Sometimes not everybody is perfect for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. I've been on sales calls before where like, you know what? I don't think we're the right people to work together. However, I want you to talk to this other person. I think you guys might be more aligned. Mm-hmm. So just have a conversation. And so you just have to realize it's okay to ask. It's okay to ask for their success criteria. And if they don't have it, you can help them form it. If they don't have it, they don't have it. And it's okay to say no. Because we're not all meant to be perfect for each other.
Mm-hmm. You know, I really love how you said that because that's one of the things I do too is a strategy session to see if we're a fit.
Yeah.
you know, to see if, you know, if it's going to cause me too much energy to try and convince a person, you know, if this is where you are and this is the next step you're going to need to go and blah, 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 that I can already feel the drain in my own vibration. And I feel like that's talking to us.
Yes. Whenever you're on a sales call and someone is telling you, you are actually being interviewed. And so remember that it goes both ways. People like to do business with those that they know, they like, and they trust. That's true on both sides of the transaction. I want to help clients who I know, like, and trust as much as they want to hire me because they know, like, and trust me. It goes on both sides of the transaction.
Mm-hmm. In your opinion, what is putting people first look like for you?
Putting people first, that's a really good question. It is respecting their boundaries, having them respect your boundaries, and being honest with yourself. Did I deliver to the best of my ability with this person, with this client? And so putting people first, it's a two-way street, right? And that's why you're interviewing people during the sales process. You're interviewing your clients during the sales process because you want to make sure that they're going to put you first as well.
Right.
And it's not that they're going to drop everything and you know, to get on the phone with you. It's not that you're going to drop everything to get on the phone with them. It's that you have a mutual respect for each other's resources, each other's times, and each other's dreams, passions, and visions.
That's so cool. So tell me about a pivotal point in your life that raised your inner vibration.
Oh, that's a great question. As many people who are watching this show are probably in the same boat as me. I'm a little bit of a personal development junkie.
I can tell.
I love going to seminars. I love working on myself. I remember the very first personal development seminar I went to. And this was only about 3 years ago now. Because I got into a few for work, but they were always very like worky related, not really about you. And I took away a lot of nuggets. There was one nugget I took away though that just blew my mind. And when I first heard it, I had a really strong reaction going on in my mind. And what I've learned is that when I have those really strong reactions, I'm onto something. Mm-hmm. And basically the message was, it's okay to want more. And I was like, what? But doesn't that make me greedy? Like, I'm not that kind of person. Like, I'm happy with what I have. But I misinterpreted the message. What he was really saying by it's okay to want more is it's okay to want to be better. He's not talking about like materialistic things, although that's okay too. That was how I translated it. It's okay to want to be better. It's okay to want to improve. It is okay to want that perfect life for you and take action so you can actually live it. Mm. And once I figured that out, I was just like, oh, I'm doing things wrong. I need to reevaluate a few things. And I actually need to go and write down what I want. Because no one had really asked me that before. And that was a scary thing to realize. Mm-hmm. That was a really scary thing to realize. And so because you're just, by not realizing that, you're just going along. And you're just sliding along. And come what may, it comes. So that was a really pivotal moment. I left that particular seminar definitely vibrating at a higher level, and a lot of changes happened after that. And I can't believe it's only been 3 years ago. So much has changed. So much has changed. I'm the same person I am. I have a much different outlook on life.
Oh my God. I love everything that that's all about me.
Yeah.
And in listening to you say that, it reminds me of, you know, when I first awakened 24 years ago and, you know, I had downloaded into my consciousness the awareness that we are all individualized gods and bodies, that we are the infinite intelligence, and we can access that within ourselves through us to the degree that we allow. And so what I began to really do when I talk about living more in the moment and really being in the present, what I learned to leverage was being from that place, that whatever it was I wanted to feel or desire or create, I would be from the vibration as if it were already true now, in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, act as if you already have that thing you want. Precisely. I learned that at that seminar too. It was great.
That's awesome. So how do you help people leverage their confidence?
You know what? Sometimes it's just about finding those micro wins that they already have and maybe they're overlooking. And so we don't celebrate enough. We don't celebrate our victories enough. We don't celebrate our learnings enough in life. And I'm not saying you need to throw a big bash every 10 minutes, right? But just sit down and say, look, I did something. This is really good. Give yourself a pat on the back or whatever you need to do to celebrate. Have a nice bottle of wine tonight to celebrate, however you want to celebrate. But actually stopping and saying, you did this. Congratulations. You didn't do this before. Now you did it. You're on the right path. And so just those micro achievements really help people activate their confidence so that they can go get more.
That's awesome. So what's the difference to you for between being rich and being wealthy?
Great question. So rich, when I think of being rich versus being wealthy, rich is just like the number in your bank account, right? It's a strictly monetary measure. Being wealthy is so much more. You can be wealthy from within. You can be wealthy from the exterior. Wealthy is like having that fulfilling experience of life that only you can define. And so I'm wealthy right now because I am on this trip. I'm having a blast with my family. Like, my bank account doesn't have a 9 zeros after it right now, right? But that doesn't matter. And so wealthy is more of an experience, where rich is a number, you know, with a euro or a dollar sign in front of it. It's a currency. Wealthy is an experience.
Yeah, I fully agree. And not only that, it's just developing more of that awareness that abundance is everywhere present, and that we have the tendency to create that conditioned belief and that conditioned idea around, you know, abundance is wealth, abundance is green money. And if we would merely connect more with the understanding and the awareness that abundance is the birds, the trees, the flowers, the air that we breathe, abundance is joy, love, happiness, and, you know, and money. And we, if we could more align with the, you know, the idea that it's everywhere, then we would pull more of that into our now moments and money too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and just an exercise I've done with some clients before is just at the end of the day, it's all about gratitude. And once you activate the gratitude, you realize more of the abundance and the wealth that is around you. I mean, it could be as simple as like looking at your hand. Make sure my hand. Okay, there's my hand in the camera. Looking at your hand and saying, hey, this thing's pretty amazing. Like, this thumb bends this way. My other fingers bend this. There's knuckles. Wow. Like, how did that ever come to be? And, or just being grateful, like, hey, I was able to buy groceries for my kids today. Being grateful. I was able to get 10 minutes to just relax and watch TV. Whatever you're grateful for, it doesn't have to be like, hey, I saved whales today. It can be something small. Mm-hmm. And if you need something to start, just look at your hand and be like, huh, I'm really grateful for this hand. You know, it helps me write. It helps me cook. It helps me exercise, whatever you want to do. So it doesn't have to be, doesn't have to be this grand spectacle. Sorry, I'm talking about that again. Almost knocked over my microphone. It can be small.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I always talk about that myself is, you know, because my whole thing is about living in the moment and accessing your point of power in the moment. And it's developing little baby pockets of time, little baby steps to keep strengthening that muscle. It's just like going to the gym when you first start out. You know, you can't lift 20 pounds or 100 pounds or what have you. You know, you can only do so many reps because you've got to develop that strength. And it's the same thing that we're talking about, you know, that you're sharing with us here, just about the game of life, but also in business. And so share with us, let's really, you know, talk a few minutes here about, you know, all the things that, you know, you are working on with various people. I loved what, you know, it said when I looked at your bio, and it said, you know, that you really teach people the business mechanics, you know, to unleash their inner leader, and so that they can make bank and they can achieve, it sounds like they can achieve their business dreams and their life dreams.
Right. And so the way I base my business, it's kind of like a little pyramid. And I like that you use the pyramid example for your zone of genius earlier. I kind of have the pyramid of leadership. Okay. So at the bottom, the foundation is mindset. We all need to work on our mindset. Guess what? It's a never-ending journey. You get to work on your mindset for the rest of your life. You need to have the right mindset, though, to run a business and to run a business well. And that's going to mean different things for different people, depending on their experiences. After mindset, the next level, you have clarity. And like, you know that quote from Lewis Carroll? I'm sure you've all heard it before. You know, the Cheshire Cat and Alice are talking, and the Cheshire Cat's like, well, go anywhere because you don't know where you want to go. And that's kind of why you need clarity. And so you need to know, you have to be clear on you, you have to be clear on your clients, and you have to be clear on your business. And once you have that, things get easier. And now I know I'm talking about business examples. This is also true for every aspect of your life, your relationships, your family, your personal goals that are not business related. You need the right mindset and you need the right clarity so you can build what you want. Next is the mechanics. What are you actually going to do? And that's the thing where I see people fall short a little bit. They're like, I want to do this, but they don't know what actions they need to take to get there. And again, this is in all aspects of life, business included. And then, but once you get all three, right, there's the kind of the tippy top of the pyramid, which is, and I don't know what the right word for this is yet. I'm kind of smithing this a little bit. Is it limitless? Is it unlimited? Or is it just go do what you want, actually do what you want? Because this is like the leadership portion. Not only are you walking the walk, you're talking the talk, and you're creating this environment of people who want to be around you and want a piece of you in some way, shape, or form. And so when you're creating that environment, you're going to start taking notice of who is all of a sudden in your orbit and who is all of a sudden in your realm and how your business is performing and how it feels. Like, I don't want you to feel wealthy. Or excuse me, I don't want you to be wealthy. I actually want you to feel wealthy. That's what I meant to say. And so that's what we work on together with my clients is, look, I want you to feel like you can go do whatever you want and live the life you want and actually do it. Like, not only like, yeah, on paper, it makes sense. No, I want you to feel like you can actually go do it. And so that's kind of how I coach. That's my mindset, clarity, mechanics, and then you get the life you want. You get the leadership.
Yeah, it makes me think too of, you know, even with myself, I mean, I've owned many, many businesses, but then when it comes to an internet business, there's so many broad directions to go. And so much of it involves systems. So, you know, my business partner is like 30 years older than me. And so one of the things, and he's a genius, he's, you know, the one of the world's most well-known neuroscientists in the world. But when it comes to systems, he's like, I'll build you a watch, but I have no idea how these systems you're talking about work.
Yeah. And I'm the same way, like web design. No, I am not an artist. I do not make things pretty. I hire that out, you know, work on your strengths, hire out your weaknesses. And so I definitely have people that help me in my business. And if I'm going there with the client, like, look, I don't do this. I can tell you who to talk to. I am not designing your webpage. It would be ugly and you don't want
that. Oh my God. That's awesome. So basically, how does somebody work with you? I mean, so how do they get started with you? And what do you want to share with people here in the audience today about yourself, what you do, and how people can actually get started in working with you?
Wonderful. So if you see scrolling on the ticker at the bottom of the stream, at the bottom of the broadcast, if you go to thebusinessignitor.com, and that's igniter with an O-R at the end, you can get That's my newest website. That is a pretty one because I hired it out. And there's a free gift. So you can download an ebook I have on how you can build your business so you can live that life you actually want. Facebook is my social media platform of choice. So just go look for Carmen Ventrucci. Send me a friend request. Send me a DM. I would love to get to know you. And please go to YouTube. Search The Ruby Road. Ruby like the gem, road like a street. And that is my family's YouTube channel. And we are having a blast road schooling across the country. We turned it into a YouTube channel, which is our business. So multiple streams of income. And you can have fun with us. And we often ask for questions and input on our YouTube channel. So if we're traveling somewhere that you know something about, you might want to help us decide what we're going to do. So Facebook is my primary social media of choice. Just look for Carmen Ventrucci. I think there's only one of me. I think there might be one other, but I'm the main one on Facebook. So I'm pretty easy to find.
Yeah. And I also have put all this in the show notes. So I put in, you know, the businessigniter.com website. Now, what is this website here? True Sisu Life.
Oh, there is an E, forgive me. There's an E after you. So the word True Sisu Life, that is my main website. That's the one that's ugly because I designed it. And I actually meeting tomorrow with my web designer and we're going to completely redo it. It's still there though. It still gets.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Awesome. But I even like, it's so bad. I even put a little blurb on it. Like, this is ugly because I designed it. Just work with me on it. Work with me on it, people. So, but it's better than having nothing. Right. And that's like progress over perfection. That was my thought going into that. So I have a meeting tomorrow with my web designer. It's going to get better, folks.
Well, and I also put up the mm-hmm. Facebook page for that as well. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. So go ahead and speak it for our podcast.
Yes. So True Sisu Life. And I want you to have your True Sisu Life because life has a journey in store for you and you're going to have fun along the way.
Awesome. Well, go ahead and share with our audience any last things you want to say about, you know, igniting that inner fire or taking them to the next level. Anything you want to, last words you want to share with everybody.
So last words you want to share, and I'm going to share this again. It was the lesson that really lit that inner fire for me. It is okay to want more. It is okay to want to be better. It is okay to want to improve. It is okay to want to do something different and something that you want to do. I'm a living example of this. I'm having a podcast meeting in my car, right? And so go be you, go want more, and you get to define what more is.
Oh my God, I love it. This has been this has been fun. This has really been a blast.
I've had a blast.
And then, of course, in your car, of all things.
In the car, the beast. It's called the beast.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, and definitely we'll have to have you on again, sharing with us some of the stories of, you know, all these different road trips and mm-hmm. and sharing some of that. But I want to thank you so much for being on the show today and just sharing just some amazing truths on how people, you know, can ignite that within themselves, mm-hmm. how they can develop these leadership skills, how they can get clearer on what they really want in life, and that how they can work with you to develop some of these systems and take their businesses to the next level.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sherry. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. So I want to thank all of you, as always, for being here with us on High Vibe Nation. You can find us on the web at thehighvibenation.com. You can find me on Instagram at thehighvibenation. And then you can find me on Facebook at The High Vibe Nation. I'm on weekly at 5 o'clock p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And until next week, please create an amazing rest of the week. Until then, see you soon. Bye now.
From everybody here at the High Vibe Nation, we want to say thank you for choosing to raise your vibration. And of course, please like, share, and subscribe. If you need to find us on the web, check us out at www.thehighvibenation.com.